It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
I'm just one man, he said, excusing himself. What can I do about all of this? You know, I thought about his philosophy, and the more I thought about it, the more I pitied him. I'm just one man, just one man, just one. It was an easy way for him to excuse himself, because he was like every other person ever born. Just one person. He thought that he'd been shortchanged. He considered himself ineffective because he was only one person. Suppose everyone should take his attitude. It would be a real tragedy, wouldn't it? Well, fact about the matter is that too many have taken that attitude. That's the reason we need to take a look at history a little. Martin Luther was just one person, but he was one person who called the church to repentance and changed the face of the whole world. When he hung those 95 theses on that little All Saints church door in obscure Wittenberg on October the 31st, 1517, he had no idea they could or would change the course of literally millions of people. But he was doing what he, one person, could to cure what he considered to be a great wrong. Russell Conwell was one man with one speech which he called Acres of Diamonds, and in which he told about finding treasures where you are. He gave that speech more than 6,000 times, and yet that one man, with that one speech, founded what today is Temple University, and literally put thousands of youngsters through college. Florence Nightingale was just one person. At the age of 17, she heard the voice of God calling her into the nursing profession, a profession made up at that time of drunks and prostitutes. She faced the greatest opposition to her calling from within her own family, and her decision to follow her dream caused a great split in their relationship. But because of her dedicated decision, she made the field of nursing one with a high and holy calling and one widely respected. Gandhi was just one person with a great dream that freedom could be won for his beloved India without the use of violence. He was one person who believed that the most powerful weapon one has for fighting wrong were a just cause and lots of love. And he was right. There was still another who was just one person against the whole world, one person rejected, mistreated, misunderstood, hated, and crucified. But not once did he excuse himself from some task, even a cross, because he was just one person. He never murmured, never whimpered, never refused to try because he was just one person. And today, millions have found salvation through that one person. His name, of course, is Jesus of Nazareth. I'm just one person, you say. Well, my friend, that's all it takes to change the world and to make it a better place in which to live. Don't you think it's about time you got busy?
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.